Now, the Bible says that perilous times will come. Well, perilous times have always been when the woman, Mary, used that expensive oil to anoint Jesus' head and his feet and wash his feet with her hair. Judas and some of the other disciples said, that's expensive. We could have sold that oil and given to the poor. And Jesus said, you have the poor with you always, but you won't have me with you always. She anointed me. And so all through, ever since the world has been here, there has been turmoil, there has been trouble, there has been sicknesses and diseases, there has been all kinds of natural disasters, fires, tornadoes, storms, floods, you name it, droughts. I was watching television one time, and it was a dust storm. Dust, just thick dust. And people couldn't breathe, and they couldn't see, and everything was covered with dust. So these disasters have come, and they are still coming. And they're not going to get any better in the natural. So that's why we have the authority. God has given us the authority. He has told us to take dominion. And I don't have time to go look up the scriptures, and those of you who are here, most of you know those scriptures. You may not know where they are, but you know what they are. If you're listening, you can take time to jot it down and run a reference. But this is what, as I was sitting there and the Lord started speaking to me, he said, tell them, and you come together and decree and declare my word over these disasters, over the sickness, over the Delta variant of COVID and all forms of COVID and cancers and all kinds of sicknesses and heart disease and things that are attacking and lack and all kinds of evil that the enemy is bringing and saying this is the way of life. He said, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You know John 10:10. If you're watching and you don't know John chapter 10, verse 10, look it up when you get time. But the enemy comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And he'll tell you a lie and pretend it's the truth, because he can't tell the truth. John 8:44. So you need to know your adversary, the devil. He's the father of lies. He can never tell a lie. I mean the truth. He always lies. So if you're looking at trouble, you've got to know that this is not from God. Now, God will bring judgment on those that won't do right. Say, I'm doing right, Lord. And all that I've done wrong and I'm doing wrong, I repent and take it off. Amen. I take it off. As we're reading that book on prayer line, I'm just peeling off layers. It reminds me of peeling off an onion. I said, oh, I didn't know I had that there. You know, the skin off an onion and all the rings that are in there. And I'm thinking I'm all right in this place. And fine, I'm not all right in this place, but I'm taking the word. And I'm beginning to see the devil. I'm going to stop right here, Lord, if it's okay. My husband used to just irritate me. He just pull his shoes off and put them everywhere. I think I know I told him heel in class, but I might have told it here. And he made this nice shoe look cabinet. It's really nice. He did a good job on it. You know, he likes woodworking. And he set his shoes in the floor instead of putting them in there. And it just irritated me. And sometimes I would put them in there, but I would be fussing. And other times, I've known a few times, I just vacuumed around those shoes because I wanted him to see that he left them out. And then one day, the Holy Spirit got a hold of me. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, you're putting all that emphasis on something that means nothing. He said, you know, he could be sticking those shoes onto somebody else's bed. I said, oh, Lord. You see what the devil did? He had me focusing on that. So much so that I couldn't be praising God. for a good husband. Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. Love me, love God. But you see, the liar will point you somewhere that's not good. And I'm pulling off some layers tonight. Is the Holy Spirit pulling off some layers tonight? We can always find something good if we look for it. So he said, Job 22:28, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be what? It shall be what? Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established. Say, the thou is me. Say it. Say, the thou is me. Say, I shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. Now, where is that scripture? It's in Luke, where he says that he gave us power to tread upon the serpents and the scorpions. It's 19 something or something 19. But we have the authority. That's what he wanted me to emphasize and to remind you, and to remind you who are listening. If you are born again, spirit-filled person, if you have not received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, this is something God gave the body of Christ. He gave to you. It's a gift. It doesn't cost you anything. All you have to do it right now.